What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of The Reverse Shot. I'm your boy, John Salmon. Joining me, as always, Andy Peterson.
That's me.
That's him. And a special guest for 420 because it's 420. Why not? Monacana, Big Usman in the building. What's popping, brother?
What it do, baby?
What it do? Thanks for joining us,
good
man.
Shout out.
Thanks for joining us. We are here for a special episode in which we are talking about a 1998 stoner classic, Half Baked. Yeah, I know, 1998.
We are old.
I'm going to pretend you didn't say that.
As I'm like rubbing my crow's feet.
Covering up your bags.
I'm like, wait, what?
I'm looking fine. We're all going to get Botox later.
What are you talking about?
This movie is about the story of three not so bright men who come up with a series of crazy schemes to get a friend out of jail. But before we dive into it, we're going to get right into a nice little segment called Cinema Brawl.
Cinema Brawl, Cinema Brawl.
Where we like to pin up two iconic film characters in a battle to the death. Who will win? Who will lose? And today, ladies and gentlemen, got to keep it stoner friendly. We got Dave Chappelle's Thurgood Jenkins versus Chris Tucker's Smokey. Who will win? Who will lose? Andy.
Chappelle. No question.
No question. Usman.
David is killing everyone.
No question. And I agree.
And that was the fastest cinema ball ever.
Done. Perfect. I don't think you can get a better one than that.
Case closed.
This movie starring Dave Chappelle, Guillermo Diaz, Jim Brewer, tons of cameos, Harlan Williams, Rachel True, Tommy Chong.
Let's not forget the ultimate Stephen Wright.
Stephen Wright? Who's Stephen Wright?
On the couch.
Oh my gosh, that's right, that's right, that's right. I couldn't remember that he's a comedian, right? Stand-up comedian? Yeah. Dude, I could not remember his name. But
Man, my bad.
Man, they don't even mention half the cameos on IMDb, but it was like...
Snoop Dogg has a cameo.
Yeah, Snoop Dogg has a hilarious cameo.
Yeah, this is so good.
Dave Chappelle is like narrating, talking about the different types of stoners in the movie, and he's like, there's the scavenger. It's like as soon as they get a smell of weed, they just come out of nowhere, and like they're like him and Jim Brewer just on the steps smoking, and Snoop Dogg like
he rises off an elevator, he's so tall.
Yeah, he rises from like behind the stoop, and he's like, "Yo, what's up?" Like, joins them. He takes the biggest hit.
He's like.
Yeah. And then they're like, yo, man, you're going to pass it? He's like, dang, I didn't even hit it yet. So stupid. Man, the cameos are like great. Tracy Morgan, hilarious.
So good.
Little cameo in it. Dang, dude, there's so many.
Oh, I thought you were saying Lil Kim. I was like, wait, what?
Lil Kim. Biggie. Shouts out to my boy Biggie.
Jon Stewart.
Yeah, Jon Stewart. Yeah. Oh my god!
How funny is that? The fact that Jon Stewart's in it. Dave Chappelle turned down the $50 million from Comedy Central. That money ended up going to Jon Stewart's show.
Right.
Wow.
That's so crazy. Yeah, and Jon Stewart was delivering political news while also being that guy from Half Baked.
On weed.
Yo, shouts out to Guillermo Diaz because he's hilarious as Scarface. Forever birthing.
Oh my god. Every time I just look at him in that movie, I just start cracking up, bro.
Anytime I say, yo, what's up, B? It's like, he just birthed a whole like
channel him.
Yeah, he just birthed some like vocab into my lexicon because, man. How could you hate that? He's so funny, man.
Like his shape up is so good too. Like,
this movie's so fun. I don't know if it's one of those where it's like doesn't hold up and you're like, yeah, it kinda does. It was because it's so stupid. Fun fact about this film.
Does. Yeah, hit us.
So they had to write this film. They were given like 2 or 4 weeks to write this film, and Dave Chappelle and his partner Neil Brennan were just putting it off. Like, Neil Brennan called him up one day and was like, hey, we're going to make a weed movie. And mm-hmm. Chappelle was like, no, we're not. And then he's like, no, we are. I talked to the studio. And he's like, okay. They wrote this thing like 2 days before they were supposed to put it in. And then they had to, as soon as it was bought, they immediately went into shooting. And then I think less than a year, writing, shooting, and putting it out in theaters, it was, wow. It was out.
Yikes.
And that's Chappelle ridiculous. Hates
it. Yeah, I see that he was not too excited about it. It says right here that while he was on Inside the Actor Studio, rest in peace, James Lipton, he says he revealed that he was unhappy with the final product and claimed that the script he co-wrote was much funnier and that the final result was a weed movie for kids.
Yeah, they procrastinated.
That sucks, man. Yeah, and it's pretty short, you know?
Yeah, it's an hour and, like, 20 minutes.
Hour and 20 minutes. I'm sure, like, even if it was 90 minutes, there's probably a lot of jokes or gags that just never made it in. And,
oh, yeah. And you could tell there's scenes where they're just like, well, we don't know how to jump to the next scene, so let's just throw this in.
Oh, yeah, like literal Batman transitions. Like,
oh, yeah, they half-assed the hell out of this movie.
Yeah, it seems like it. Like, the acting is pretty...
Oh, one take.
Yeah, like
on.
Inconsistent and stuff. Yeah. But man, it's just, I think because the whole movie has that vibe to it.
It worked.
It works. Like, if there was just like a moment in the movie that was just off, I would think that it wouldn't work as well. But because everything is zany from top to bottom, you know, it was directed by Tamra Davis.
Yeah.
Which I just learned while watching this movie. That it's the same director of Billy Madison.
Yeah. And what else?
And some other zany stuff, too.
She did, I was looking earlier, she did the Britney Spears movie.
Crossroads.
Shouts out.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. I know. She definitely tried to take her. No wonder that movie wasn't that fun. Good, because it's like trying to be serious. She should have made it silly. She did that Chris Rock parody comedy CB4.
Oh, my goodness.
Where he's like a rapper.
Yeah. That was something.
You don't know about that movie?
That was something.
No, it was it good?
Yeah. It's all right. Yeah, Chris Rock is like some like gangster Los Angeles kind of LA rapper. Mm-hmm. Like an Eazy-E sort of kind of CB4.
How about I found out Dave Chappelle was Sir Smoke-A-Lot the last time I watched
Oh my gosh, Samson. Or not Samson.
I want to talk to Samson.
Sir Smoke-A-Lot.
No, Sir Smoke-A-Lot. Dude. Bro, no idea. I've seen the movie like 12 times. I was like, wait, is that Chappelle?
I'm like, of course, dude. It looks like Dave Chappelle with like a little janky wig on.
How about Harlan Williams in prison? That's what makes the whole film.
That is the whole film. That's what the whole movie's about.
And Tommy Chong. Oh my God.
The Squirrel Master. Yes. So these four friends, childhood friends, get introduced to marijuana at an early age. And that's like a part of their routine. They said it becomes the fifth member of the group. And later on in life, one of their buddies accidentally, the kindest one of the group, accidentally feeds a horse in kindness, in earnest, and ends up killing the horse because he's the
what
horse
was it,
is
pork rinds?
I don't know. He just gave it an assortment of stuff, and the horse was diabetic.
He's like, oh, you like snacks?
Yeah.
You must be hungry.
He's diabetic. Horse passes. And it was a police horse, so he's labeled a cop killer, and now they have to bail him out. And it's like this long process. They can't figure out how to like go about getting the money that they need to do so. So Dave Chappelle, who plays a janitor,
custodian,
not a janitor. If you want to be a chill dick about it, you can call him. Yeah. But like he
is there some backstory that I don't know about here?
What are you talking to me?
I'm talking to both of you.
Oh no, that's a line of the movie.
Okay, that's right.
Yeah, because he's like he narrates a few times.
I thought Uzi was like coming from like a long background of
janitors, custodian.
It's called custodian bro. Please, man, have some respect.
Custodial arts.
Custodial arts. Yeah, I'm in the arts.
It's like the people looking like at Subway when they want to hire you, and they're like, "Look, we're looking for sandwich artists." It's like, "Jim, you better shut your." But yeah, so Thurgood, Dave Chappelle, who's a custodian at this facility, ends up getting sent on a task by this scientist who's kind of preoccupied with multiple things. He can't handle it himself. He sends Dave Chappelle to go and pick up his package. Okay, whatever. I'll go deviate from my monotonous task of mopping the floor. And next thing you know, he's getting his hands on a pound of marijuana, but not just any marijuana. This super scientific, genetically modified.
Wowie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like all these scientifically enhanced marijuana. And he decides to, after some brainstorming, because they only think of one plan, and it's to sell it. Yeah. So they start selling, and just to get Harlan Williams out of jail. So we keep cutting back to Harlan Williams, who's just like.
That's essentially. The film?
That's the movie.
With a daydream scene.
Yes. And there is a little love plot going on.
Yeah, love talk.
Yeah, they kind of half-assed. Oh, talk about half-assed.
Yes. Well,
and her name happens to be...
Oh, Mary Jane Potman.
Potman.
The last name is great.
This film was 100% written in 2 days.
Mary Jane Potman, dude. What a great name. That's so funny. And but not only... You would think that with a name like that, she's a big fan. She's absolutely not. She hates it. But that's the thing that bothers me with this...
The irony. The love.
Yeah, but that's the thing that bugs me. The
story is so messed up.
It bugs me, man, because like the love story is like Dave Chappelle is just lying to her the whole time. Wow, so much love. He's lying to her the whole time.
What a great way to start
and
the relationship.
And she's like, you know, trying to change him and what he likes. He likes weed. Let him smoke weed. At the end of the movie, he's like giving it all up for her. And she's happy, but he's not. And that's whack.
I mean,
half-assed.
But he says at the end of the day. But he did say when he's with her, he doesn't even think about weed. So,
aww.
As soon as they break up, you know, my man's gonna be back on it.
Oscar worthy.
The dialogue. When I'm with you, I don't think of weed.
I don't think about it.
When they wrote it, they were like, "This is the money. This is the money line.
This is the line.
This is the money line.
This is the one people are always going to quote."
No, but I do like the actress, Rachel True. I like her. She's a 90s babe. Remember her in The Craft?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Every chick in The Craft was a babe.
90s babe. Yeah, but you know who was a real 90s babe? Clarence Williams III, stop playing, who played Samson Simpson. I didn't even know Samson's last name was Simpson. Samson Simpson.
I mean, no Kelly Kapowski, but close.
But Clarence Williams, if I'm not mistaken, man, isn't Clarence Williams the same guy who plays like the dude in Tales from the Hood?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my god.
That's amazing. He's amazing in that movie, man. The guy he's great. He's like, "I got the shits." in Tales from the Hood, man. Oh my god. I love it. Yeah, I mean,
no, this film was it's one of those where you just kind of just check out and go, and I mean, we literally just said the whole film and like 3 minutes.
Yeah, it's pretty light. It's just a lot of gags, like when they fly. Everybody who smokes this weed ends up like having some crazy experience where they're like floating or levitating.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And they have like that whole scene where they're flying.
Two memorable quotations for quitting your job, because they all quit their jobs to sell the weed, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
Oh, fuck you, you're cool. Fuck you.
And
I'm out.
And the other one was, "Who's coming with me?"
Yeah.
I'm not going to freak with out. Yeah. That shit's legendary.
You know what's funny is apparently that whole line is from Jerry Maguire. Like that whole...
Oh,
speech
yeah,
right. It's like line for line from Jerry Maguire.
This thing was written in 2 days.
Well, I think that like potentially would be intentional. It's like he's giving this motivational speech,
or they
from
watched Jerry Maguire the day before.
Like, They're like, that'll work. Just change this and that. Who could say it's plagiarism? Who's gonna really call it? Who's watched Jerry Maguire and gonna find that out? But
at the end of the day, Chappelle is, well, he is my all-time favorite comedian, and I love everything he does. I mean, this one, it's not my favorite, but it's fun.
Yeah, I think Dave Chappelle, the characters, like the way they interact with each other, is definitely the highlight. Jim Brewer.
Favorite scene, John. Go.
Favorite scene.
Yeah, you got to pick one. I think I know what your favorite scene is.
What was it?
When Tommy Chong, he's like handing out the certain food. It's like a whole set.
Okay. He's in jail. He's in jail, and their boy, what's his name in the movie? Kenny's in jail, and he's waiting in line to get food, and he comes up to his mentor, his protector. Yeah. Played by Tommy Chong, the Squirrel Master. Squirrel Master like notices that it's him, and he's like wants to like treat him. He wants to give him a treat for like, you're my boy, you know. He reaches in.
His bitch,
but like, you know, my boy, whatever. He reaches in to his like shirt pocket and pulls out like two slices of like toast. like to spruce like, up the meal.
He's like saving it for him.
That's great.
You get my special bread. Dying. Yeah, that is really funny.
That's probably that or just the shower scene.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, they have like a fight, the stare down. Oh my God. And then he's like very scared because he learns
when he's
that.
He's taking the shower and holding the soap like
this. Why was he doing that?
Yeah, he's holding it so tight. Yeah.
He realizes that Tommy Chong is getting out in like 10 days, so he's like, his protection is running out. At first, he's like very reserved because he's like the nice kindergarten teacher, but then when they find out, like you're not going to like our plan, but it's going to be to sell weed, and he's like, go! Get the hell out of here! Go, hurry up! Go! Like, hurry up and get me out of here! Yeah, man, I mean, it made me realize that, bro, I miss Dave Chappelle in movies.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
When was the last movie he was in? Undercover Brother? A Star is Born. Oh, okay. I guess, like, I'm thinking comedic Dave Chappelle.
Oh, yeah.
Dang, he's in A Star is Born?
Yeah.
Wow.
Good role.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dang.
Personal role.
Dang, I guess I meant comedy, but...
Well, I dropped drama on you. So what?
Man, he was in Chirac as well. Yeah, I mean, he dropped off of like doing any acting in 2007.
He's making 50 mil of stand-up.
Crank Yankers, Chappelle Show, Undercover Brother, Blue Streak. Yeah,
dude, man. The best though, Con Air.
Con Air.
He's in that?
Heck yeah!
Yeah.
No way.
He plays pinball.
Yeah. he's like a little dirty. Like,
how old was he?
Young, bro.
Young.
Young dude.
Killing it.
So yeah. What how many joints we giving this?
I'm gonna give it did Andy's just die? Okay, okay.
It's dying.
Okay. I'm gonna give this a 3, man. I think it was solid. Solid, yeah. 80 minutes in and out, and I think like I laughed quite a few times, more times than I was expecting to.
I'm with you on the 3.
You guys agree?
Threes
all around. Threes all around? Wow.
No, we'll do the cross joint. One cross joint.
Heck yeah. Yeah, I like it, man. I mean, no issues here. No issues with this one, man.
No, I like, it's a good go-to. It's just half-assed. Half-baked half-assed.
It's half-baked, dude. Half-baked concept.
Yeah.
Also, shouts out to... shouts out to what the heck, hold.
And everybody's favorite part of the podcast.
Shouts out to Guillermo Diaz, man, Scarface in this movie, because Uzi, he has one of your favorite moments too when he's in the freaking, the face paint. when he's doing a little homage to dead presidents when they're doing the heist. Oh, when they come out the dude, that's the best part. When they come out of the facility after the heist, and like all the cops are there. And what is Dave Chappelle? Oh, the mop. The mop that he starts cleaning, and he turns into a mime. And then Jim Brewer's like, guys, he falls like, from the roof.
He's just like at least it. Brian got away. He's like, guys.
Boom! He just like, hits the ground, and gets up. Like, where did he come from? Like 100 floors up, I have no idea. He just hit the ground and was A-okay, man.
So good.
That's funny, dude. Yeah. Usi, where can the people find you, man?
Monokana on everything.
Okay, and what can they expect there? Some movie reviews?
Movie reviews. I'm gonna post y'all's stuff on my story.
Okay.
Obviously, oh, work?
Obviously, I repost. I share it. I show love.
Oh, wow. You show love.
But music, fire music coming soon.
Okay, are you rapping?
I'm a rapper. No, JK.
Not like a rapper. Gift rapper?
Gift rapper. No.
Sandwich artist.
I manage Wise Guy, the one and only.
Ooh.
Man. Wise Guy.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
You gonna know about it soon.
If you don't know, you will know.
Follow me. Yeah, follow me. If you don't know, you'll
exactly.
find out.
Exactly, I like it. And Andy, where can they find you? Okay, we are The Reverse Shot. You can find us at Instagram at The Reverse Shot, Twitter at The Reverse Shot, TikTok, YouTube, The Reverse Shot. I'm John Salmon.
I'm Andy Peterson.
That's Usman Khan, and we're out.